Hey, this is Dr. Drew, and you are listening to This Life
with Bob Forrest
and Dr. Drew.
Here we are.
Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gather around the radio because this is going to be a show of shows.
Yeah, the circus is
this has been the craziest week in the history of my life in America.
That is
craziest emotional week for
me. Mike Corral is the other voice. I'll remind you, the podcast, we want to thank our sponsor, Bergamet.com. Please go to doctor.com, click on the Bergamet banner for details. Also, be sure to bookmark the Amazon banner, doctor.com, for all the upcoming holiday shopping. If you have any interest, by the way, in a new, innovative, and strictly medically related podcast, check out our new weekly infusion podcast with me and Dr. Bruce Heischober, also known as Dr. Spaz, over at the Corolla Network. We also have a great newsletter associated with that show, written by Dr. Bruce and Michelle Poe. Stay tuned for that every Wednesday. And today it's Mike Carano, Areva Martin, maybe Jon Apatow. I'm hearing he might drop on by.
Yep.
And let me just remind everybody about our friends at Bergamet.
That the apocalypse is coming.
Before we get into this, be sure to...
We're all going to camp out over here.
Yeah.
Bring your guns.
I'm just saying. Be sure to take care of yourself. Here's
Drew,
how we're going to do
it. Always the voice of reason.
I know, with Bergamet. Okay, let me remind you guys who this is. Bergamet NA is this over-the-counter natural product that's now available to you. Bergamet Pro Plus. If you have high cholesterol, high blood sugar, high fat around your mid-range, we call that metabolic syndrome. And this is derived from a citrus bergamot product. And I keep hearing lots of... I've read lots of great things about this. I am persuaded that this is a worthwhile product. Cardiologists worldwide are using it and recommending it. Bergamet Pro Plus, only available previously by prescription. Now it's available with all the benefits. If you're statin intolerant and you want to improve your vascular health, or you're just looking for a natural alternative, Pro Plus may just be for you. Talk to your doctor. Do not stop any other medications until you're under your doctor's supervision. If you're on your own and you just have a history of vascular issues, you want to get going on something, this is a good product. They're approved by the Accademia del Bergamotto in Italy. They've verified the effectiveness. Millions of dollars were spent by the researchers and scientists there in Italy. And the cardiologists, I've seen several interviews and several studies that they're signing off on it big time. Remind you, invest wisely in your lifelong health with Bergamet Pro Plus. Go to bergamet.com to order Bergamet Pro Plus today. And remember, Bergamet for life. So, now let's get into this.
I keep thinking about our sponsor. I got to tell you.
Yeah,
I just
got to
say something. I just keep wondering why somebody doesn't make a smoothie of it. Because I guess I live in L.A.
Call your buddy.
By the way, Khalil should make a smoothie
or
of
a hot dog or something.
Yeah. Bergamet fruit. He should, absolutely, because there's a lot of benefits to that fruit as a polyphenol beyond the statin, the cholesterol-lowering effect.
Here's my question about these ads you hear on the radio for drugs.
Yeah.
How
for medication
does
or for over-the-counter medicine?
Well, everything. Antidepressants, cholesterol meds.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had the balls to go to my doctor and he's going to write me a prescription for something. I go, nah.
Well,
I'll take this.
Let me assure you that happens regularly. Particularly,
people want to switch to a cooler, more hip, more.
I just can't even fathom
particularly
that.
with sort of catchy. I remember when Nexium was promoting very aggressively, and people would literally come in. I want that purple pill. I want that purple pill. Mm. It's like, okay, well, that purple pill is like five times more expensive than everything else I can do.
But see, somehow generic has become like ghetto, like Salvation Army. Yeah. And the fact
that's
is,
silly.
I always tell everyone, the generic drug was the one they were advertising 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The patent
that's
just ran out.
Exactly right. That is precisely
correct. You know what I mean?
That's exactly correct. Listen, I remember when, to stay in that same class, similar class to the Nexium, Pepcid is a fantastic drug available over the counter. All right. What's the matter, Susan?
She wants to move away from drug talk.
Yeah. You want to go to the politics?
All drug talk. All
right, politics
is Areva Martin coming to this show too?
Yes.
Yeah, Areva Martin is, of course, she's a defense civil rights attorney. She's going to drop in also, and we used to use her all the time at HLN. Very curious to hear how she experienced all this.
To hear how – I've always been told by my family are very conservative, that I vote – against my personal interests, or what is it called? Like a thing.
Yeah, no, I get
I'm a liberal, and I make a good living, so I'm voting against what would personally benefit me.
Well, right? In any other election, that might hold true, but this one I think is very different. I think there's underlying things that people are getting as backlash that I think could have should have overridden their decisions, in my opinion.
Listen, my dad was a what you would consider a racist. He was born in 1918.
Right?
Should we consider him a racist?
My dad is what you would consider a racist.
But was he really racist?
Yes.
Okay, that's what needs to be discussed.
Yeah, well,
because I had a mixed stepsister who had a mixed race baby. My dad loved that kid.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
But, the thing about racism is weird.
Yeah.
Well, liberals run with racism.
They've used it as sort of...
We live in a misogynist culture that's been controlled by Republicans, Democrats for 100 years. Nobody's done a fucking thing about it.
Well, the left has sort of used racism and sexism as kind of a bat, the way the Republicans used communism back in the day. So if you're accused of being a racist, you're going to lose your job. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just like if you were accused of being a communist, you would lose your job back in the day. It's the same phenomenon, just flipped on its ear. Did you see that guy on Facebook that went on a tirade? I'm tempted to go get it. Did you see it, anybody?
Was it me?
This guy went on... No, it wasn't you.
I lost a lot of friends.
This guy went...
Did you?
This guy went on a tirade, but he was...
Were
he,
you being rational and your irrational
no,
friends
abandoned
you?
No, that's the problem. I started off with irrational. Name calling. And then I calmed down a little bit. And then I honed my anger. And then it shifted like four times in the past week. It's gone from, I'm in shock to... How can you possibly tell me with a straight face that you care about anyone when this is clearly a slap in the face to women, saying, I don't care what your boss did to you, I don't care what someone did to you, F you.
I think the Clinton argument would come right away.
But how can you possibly think, here's a guy that's been accused of all this stuff, and then we just go, we don't care. We don't care about you. And then it's shifted in the last 2 days to, I sort of have an insight into what black people have been feeling forever.
Because that's what's
getting ignored.
Yes, that's what's motivating this.
Yeah, but
I think you're right.
But they've been getting ignored, getting fucked over, and then I tried to explain to somebody. I'm seeing correlations between this and the OJ trial, where we were all shocked and we were outraged, and there was a huge split between white and black back then.
In terms of how they experienced it, yeah,
people didn't trust each other. They were like, "I don't, you're stupid, you're this," and then now years later, you hear people talking about it and going, "It was payback," and then you go, "Yeah, I understand that and I accept that," and that's if you have no other way to fight back, it's payback.
It's a crazy.
We have the great Areva Martin with us. Areva, my heart leapt when I saw you there on the Skype. Let me introduce her. Well, Areva, how are you?
It left because she's hot?
No, she's a great attorney and she's a good friend and she's a civil
rights. Misogynist.
Yes,
no,
that was
a compliment. That was a compliment.
I accept all compliments.
Everyone needs to support each other at this interesting time. And Bob, who I know did not vote, it's so strange because in California
– doesn't matter.
We live in a bubble big time.
Well, we live in a state where we thought we understood what the rest of this union was. Turns out we didn't seem to understand. Areva,
I'm totally with Bob. I don't want to hear anything else from anyone that lives in California or New York. We were blindsided. We were betrayed. We were misled. We were everything. And, you know, I'm from St. Louis, Dr. Drew, so I have lots of friends and relatives in the Midwest and Chicago, Ohio. And to be honest with you, when I talked to those folks in the Midwest, they told me this was coming. They said, Areva, I don't care what those polls say. I'm talking to white folks on the street in Cleveland and St. Louis, and they are pushing back on Clinton and they are voting for Trump. And I didn't want to hear it. I think I had my head in the sand because I live in this California bubble where everything goes. And now I'm having to reevaluate a lot of what I thought I knew about our country.
I need, in addition to the civil rights issues and how you're feeling about this, I need a little coaching here right now on something. Now, one of the things, my daughter, who's devastated by this whole thing, she's like, I have to coach her every day to get out of bed. Is pushing around undo the Electoral College, you know, get rid of the Electoral College sort of movement.
Well, then we wouldn't have had Obama in 2012.
I understand. And here's, and Areva, I want you to correct me if I am wrong, because here's what I say to she and her folks. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear
you. Okay. What I said was, look, you're talking about a complete and total overthrow of the Constitution. The Constitution opens with, we the people, in order to create a more perfect union. This is a union amongst states at its core. That's the whole reason we have a constitution.
And I think that's what people are questioning.
Hold on. And we fought a civil freaking war to preserve, quote, preserve the Union. Now, there was a, quote, special interest that we like to think triggered that as well. But it was fought to preserve the Union. How can we possibly do away with the Electoral College? Because it's designed to prevent states like California and New York from running roughshod over Delaware and Maryland.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of doing away with the Electoral College. When I served on the Democratic National Committee this summer in July in Philadelphia, the Bernie or Bust people wanted to do away with superdelegates for the Democratic Party. I wasn't in favor of that either. Here's the deal. The Dems got it wrong. We just got it wrong. We did not understand what white voters in the middle of the country in the South were thinking. We did not understand those 53% of white women that voted for Trump. We lost. And when you lose, you don't change the rules of the game. You figure out how you lost, and you come back strong.
That's right.
I like
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
It's much more unsettling than a win or lose, because I don't hate Donald Trump as a person. I mean, I despise Mike Pence, but I'm shocked.
I feel like
I'm ignorant and that I didn't realize there were that many people that didn't give a shit in the middle of the country,
I can't have a relationship with them. To me, what's ringing in my head is that old Clinton motto, the Bill Clinton motto, it's the economy, stupid. Do you remember that?
Apparently, you can give us a hint. Apparently, he kept trying to get the Clinton campaign to listen to him and have her pound that message.
They were just off on some tangent.
We're going to live in utopia.
Arrive, what do you say?
That's Carvo. Throw some salt on the wounds. The economy, you know, is clearly important, but we cannot get away from the reality of race and the role that race played in this entire election. Look, Donald Trump started out this election, his campaign, by building a wall and alienating Latinos. He continued to alienate just about every ethnic group in this country. And by doing so, he fired up his predominantly white base, and they just weren't all uneducated white people. As we now know, they were suburban educated white people as well. And race and the backlash of the Obama years is a huge issue in this. And this is something the Democrats have to look at, because I don't think we're going to win in 2020, which is, I hope all of my Dem friends are somewhere trying to figure out how we do that, unless we confront this insidious thing called racism in our country.
And Arriva, would it be accurate also, because I immediately, this is what the other thing I was telling my daughter, I said, look, you live in New York. I hope that the most aggressive thing that is likely to happen is rolling back of certain federal authorities, and you're going to be able to go to your state and ask your state to maintain these privileges.
And Cuomo gave a statement yesterday saying he would do that.
And Mariva, am I right that it's really back to the each state soon to decide things like gay marriage? And don't we need to get active in that?
Abortion?
Absolutely. And Jerry Brown in California has done the same thing. It says, look, California, don't worry about Obamacare. Don't worry about your reproductive rights, because California is going to continue to be a leader in protecting those rights.
There's something
is that people in the middle of the country, where there are Republican-led legislatures and governors that dominate the map, they won't have those same protections.
But Arriva, my point is, when you talk about the states returning the privilege to the states and the power to the states, I get kind of thrilled about that, because go ahead, Missouri or whatever, do what you want. I want all those great gay and lesbian and black and brown. I want them all here. You go ahead and alienate them. Bring them here. Bring them to California. Bring them to New York. Be the educated people that want to contribute. Fantastic. Come on out here.
No, and that's a good thing, Dr. Drew, but you have to think about the people in states like North Carolina that have seen their voting rights stripped away from them by Republican legislators who said unabashedly that their laws with respect to voting was designed to suppress the black vote. And you're assuming educated folks like your daughter and the folks in your environment that know how to fight back, that know how to advocate for their rights. Yeah. But there are lots of disenfranchised people, many of whom didn't vote because they said the choices were poor, who won't know how to go into their neighborhoods and to organize and to elect the kinds of elected officials that will fight for their rights. Those people I'm fearful of. And, you know, my biggest fear, and you and I fought about this on television for years is the criminal justice work that was begun under Eric Holder, continued under Loretta Lynch. What's going to happen with those investigations of Ferguson and Baltimore and Cleveland? If Rudy Giuliani is the next U.S. Attorney General,
he can't be the Attorney General. There's no way that can happen.
I kind of agree with Bob, but who knows? I
thought
what are you guys talking about?
How about the fact that he has dementia?
Can Trump be the president? Would you have thought that 2 years ago?
I'm, 2 years ago? Well, how about last
Trump
week?
Hey, you guys, now's when common sense is going to kick in.
Are you what? I'm sorry, Rhea.
I don't know. Trump campaigned on law and order, and he applauded a national stop and frisk policy.
He
would go into these neighborhoods and end crime because he put more police in black neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing we want.
But there's a lot of laws in place, are there not? That can't, he can't do that. It was found to be against the Constitution in New York. How could he institute a policy federally?
What happened in New York was that the federal court said the stop and frisk law as implemented by New York police officers was unconstitutional, and then the district attorney didn't appeal that decision. So there's lots of room for folks to argue about whether that case says stop and frisk nationwide is unconstitutional, and he has emboldened those police unions.
Well, for sure he has done that.
And Ariva, we're worrying about your dog. Is he okay?
I didn't know whose dog that was, on this side or that side.
What kind of dog is it? Uh-oh, we lost her again.
I don't know, because I had to do my call-in from a friend's house, and, you know, I am not a big dog person, so I don't know.
It's a friend's dog. Got it. Well, listen, I'm going to let you go, Ariva. I just value your point of view so much. When you say we fought about things, I'm not sure you and I actually fought so much as engaged. You know what I mean? We challenged and thought about.
And I meant that in a loving, kind kind of fight.
but I mean, I love. See, today I've got a much better attitude because of Ariva talking about. We got work to do. That's kind of my thought. That's kind of
what I thought
people need to do. You got to go back to your state. You got to find way. You got to educate people about how their government works. We've been complacent about all of our government.
I'm optimistic that we're going to reclaim the White House in 2020.
Hold on a second.
But no, stop.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's okay.
It's okay. Interrupt the flow. We got to have telephone calls are better than this. I hate to say it.
I know.
But Ariva, I'm going to let Ariva go. I'm going to let Ariva go. So we'll keep.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Ariva.
Sorry about the breakup.
Great to see you. We'll talk to you soon, no doubt.
Something's not right.
Okay.
Maybe my perspective is wrong, because I'm not thinking about the government side of it and the political side of it. I'm thinking about how do we fix the issue. Like, do we just reconcile that there's people that hate other people? And we're supposed to get along with people.
Now you're going to go down a rabbit hole of psychopathology, which is, you're right. This is the first time the millennials ever had to realize they lose sometimes.
A lot of them
didn't fucking vote, and 30% of Hispanics voted for fucking Trump.
Yeah,
majority of women voted for him. Too.
It's ridiculous, and now they lost, and now they're mad.
Well, just be black and white with me. So we just are supposed to accept that a lot of the country hates gays, doesn't give a shit about women.
I don't know that they hate gays, and I probably crucify me for this. I think they care about themselves. And they feel left out, and they see other people
You've got to listen to this. I'm going to play this thing for you if
it's
I can get it.
It's pretty amazing.
Hold on. Because it's exactly what Bob's talking about. And
they would have voted for Bernie.
Hold on.
Really would have.
People can't admit what they think. They can't admit what they think. They're not allowed to. The left don't allow them to. We have made people unable to articulate their position for fear of being shut down. They're embarrassed to say it. Every time someone on the left has said, you mustn't say that, they are contributing to this culture.
Power to the people.
Wait,
hold on. It's time to stop moaning. It's time to stop crying over spilt fucking Brexit. It's time to stop ignoring your opponents, or worse, trying to silence them. It's time to stop banning people from speaking in universities. It's time to stop thinking that reposting an article on your Facebook feed is political engagement, that banning a gymnast from doing what he's good at because he insulted someone's religion somehow achieves something. And sorry, when did the Gymnast Association start thinking it was appropriate to start enforcing blasphemy laws? It's time to realise that reading The Guardian doesn't make you a liberal, that retweeting Greenpeace doesn't lower your carbon footprint. And if my mansplaining is triggering you, you can either fuck off to your safe space, or you can engage and debate me and tell me what I'm getting wrong. Because Trump just won the White House. Being offended doesn't work anymore. Throwing insults doesn't work anymore. The only thing that works is fucking bothering, doing something. And all you have to do is engage in the debate. Talk to people who think differently to you and persuade them of your argument. It's so easy, and the left have lost the art. Stop thinking that everyone who disagrees with you is evil or racist or sexist or stupid, and talk to them.
See?
Persuade them otherwise, because if you don't, I'll tell you what you get. You get President Trump.
Right? That's it. He's on to it,
who was
think.
That?
I don't know who he is. It was making
Dudley
the rounds.
Moore?
No, it's his. It's
let's pretend
he's
like
obviously an immigrant. I want him. Yeah, I want him fucking recorded.
I think
get off our internet.
I think he's a British talk show something, and it's been making the rounds on Facebook. And I was listening. I thought, oh my god, this guy's onto it. This is right. This is
well, it's stuff we've been talking privately for years about that you're scared to even talk in public about.
But this is why the pollsters missed it too. People were afraid to admit to pollsters.
Of
they
course,
were gonna, they
were
going to
come out and go, yeah. I voted Trump.
Yeah,
somebody punched me in the stomach.
That's not a free society.
Yeah, of course.
It's not.
No, I understand that, but this has opened up my eyes.
But let's get back to your original point. Do Trumpers hate gay people? I don't think majority of them do. I think the liberals point out at the fringe element, the KKK.
Yeah,
you know how many people are in the KKK?
Yeah,
about 100,000 in the United States. Yeah, in the United States.
I thought it was like down to like 4,000.
There's more people, you know, listen to his podcast.
That's an insult.
No, it's true.
If we can just get the KKK
right?
audience,
do you understand?
We double the listenership.
They're thought of to be this voice in America. They're not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Black Lives Matter has millions of members.
Yeah.
The KKK doesn't, but yet they're talked about equally in power and representation.
These gatherings.
Just a bunch of nuts. Just a small group of nuts.
Yeah, but the anti... This not recognizing what this movement is, and it is a movement, it doesn't matter. We would be talking about the burners right now if the DNC didn't do what they did and favor Clinton, figuring that white college-educated women, which would be the dividing line in the close election, would vote for her.
And they didn't.
So now the thing is, the DNC needs to go back and decide what kind of party they are, who they represent, and what direction they're going.
Still, how do you not disenfranchise people at the same time as being inclusive? That's what they've done.
I've been telling all my brothers and sisters here in California, we live in fucking California.
Yeah.
No Hispanics are going to be deported in California.
No, it's not going to happen.
So this idea that you need to be scared, I've been talking to kids in my neighborhood, people around town, parents through Facebook. Like, listen, we're California.
I know, but Bob, the fact is that's not going to happen, but people are scared. Girls are scared. Mexicans are scared.
But
a lot of people.
But hysteria feeds off itself.
Yeah, that's hysteria. Our
system
works.
But
our
system
will protect everybody.
It's still
everybody.
A negative for everybody. It's this cloud, and whether it's real or not.
Well, the rest, except California.
Well, now, so where are a majority of the people that they're going to deport, right? They're in Texas, Arizona, California, New York.
There's going to be tiny amounts of deportation. It's going to
Obama's been deporting people.
Yes, that's right. It's going to be egregious outliers. It's going to be criminals.
Do liberals even know that?
No. Because they're so caught in the rhetoric that they lost track of what's real and what isn't, including people's fear about stuff right now. Our system absorbs a lot. I don't like some of the I find some of the stuff that Pence is saying terrible and offensive, but I have faith in the states. I have faith in the union.
Wait, I find it deplorably offensive.
Yes,
like,
I agree. I'm with you.
Like almost stupidly offensive, like
the
gay
says.
Rehab.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm on the gay train.
Well,
all of a sudden.
Well, because Pence came out with some stuff this morning.
Black people
like,
are like, hello. We've been getting fucked over more than anybody forever.
Yeah.
I'm like, and another thing, once we fix the young white actress contingency, then we'll move on to black people. What is this? I don't want to call them riots, but these gatherings where everyone goes and marches, does that have any effect?
I
or is
think
it just
makes
a bonding?
People feel a part of the community.
Like,
yeah.
But that's it, right? Like, it doesn't have an effect on anybody else.
I listen to my KBC program. I keep telling people, what is the intent? In the 60s, people were like, get out of Vietnam, civil rights now. It was very clear.
Yeah.
Get out. We want you to hear us in Washington. We need you out, and we're all in the streets.
And
get
you know what
here.
It was able
There's
to solve?
Now.
You know what it was able to solve? Because those movements were led by geniuses like Malcolm X and
well, they
Robin
need,
King.
This group's need
but the fact is, civil rights, it created.
Yeah.
But getting out of war, you ain't getting out of war. I got a message for all my liberal brothers and sisters, whether it's Democrat or Republican. We are going to be at war, killing people in other lands for the rest of the American empire.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And they need to fucking grow up and realize that. I voted for Obama because he said he was going to stop this.
Yeah.
Now, Trump is saying he's going to stop it. I don't know.
Listen.
I just know.
Don't forget.
It's war without end. You got to remember something. War without end is the American phenomenon.
Nixon said he was going to stop it, and then he did. He's the one that pulled out of Vietnam, which is insane.
After going into Cambodia, but let's
but he did. You know what I mean? He's the one that abandoned Vietnam.
Okay, is there something to this feeling that I have, and this could be just uneducated nonsense, but I always want somebody in the White House that gives me a sense of pride because I think it trickles down.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama makes me
feel
proud.
Better when I wake up.
Melania Trump doesn't make you feel proud.
Michelle, well, no. Of all four people you're mentioning, Michelle Obama is the only person I go, I am so lucky to live in a time of a woman like that.
I agree with you. And it's very weird when you say that because I think the one thing about President Obama that has mystified me is people, I hate him, I hate him. How can you hate that guy? Yeah. There's nothing to hate about him. You may hate his policies.
There were no
okay.
embarrassments. Like they didn't screw up.
There's nothing to hate about him.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. There was no controversy. Wasn't
so what
fingering
what
someone.
People would say is it's underlying racism.
Well, or
racism.
I would say it's the economy stupid again. They don't like the way the policies have affected their jobs and all the renewable energy
stuff.
Yeah,
but he's not the only one to blame. And I'll go back to Reagan. When did the Rust Belt begin, Drew? 70s under Carter, a Democrat. Then it was continued under Reagan, a Republican.
What do you mean by that?
When
steel mills started in the turn of the century.
No, when
jobs started leaving.
Oh, when it started.
And they're
yeah.
not coming back. Yeah. And here's a point. BMW made a plant somewhere South Carolina. South Carolina. It's only got 300 employees because it's all computers, people. Wake up.
Yeah. Well, that is a big problem. Yeah,
the lies that politicians tell people both on both sides is so ridiculous, and we need a voice. We need John Stewart is who we need.
Yeah,
we need John Stewart.
I want John Stewart for president.
I've seen coffee shops open in little hippie communities in San Diego, and then a Starbucks opens near it, and people protest the Starbucks.
Right.
Because it's taking business away from the mom and pop. But the fact of the matter is, we'd all go to the mom and pop if they were fast. don't you think, though?
Yeah, but that's called business.
If the dude didn't have, like, his eyeball pierced and was taking his sweet-ass time, I'd be like...
Since Trump is now president, you can think outside the box of who can lead this nation. John Stewart could lead this nation. You don't think so?
No, I like John. I know John personally.
You don't think that he would
pick... I don't think he would be interested.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be. I know him too. And
they wouldn't
be.
Yeah,
he's not
going to. All right, listen, I'm going to take a break. A quick reminder, head on over to DrDrew.com. All the links to all the good podcasts we do, the Dr. Drew and Adam podcast, the Dr. Drew, the new weekly infusion. Subscribe on iTunes.
You get Kanye West.
Get it soon. Oh, my God. As soon as we make it available.
Don't laugh. You didn't think Trump could be president?
If we got Trump, we might as well have Gene Simmons, because they're the same person. But
also, we have a 790 AM KBC Midday Live with me and Psycho Mike Catherwood. That's available 5 days a week in a podcast form. And not last but not least, the Adam and Dr. Drew podcast. That is also available 5 days a week. All available at DrDrew.com website, available for your listening. We try to work hard to make this easy.
Are you
going to
get
cabin
fever if you only do podcasts and just stay in the house all the time?
That's practically what I'm doing, right?
I do mine outside. That's why.
And while
do you
you're
really?
There,
oh, yeah. I walk around and do it all on my phone.
Please do click on the Amazon banner this holiday season and bookmark it for all your shopping needs. It doesn't cost you a thing, but it will help us keep these podcasts afloat and help us keep up. To get the weekly infusion up to where this one is. Go ahead and sign up for that one as well.
You know what? I like that show, actually. It's the most repulsive thing I've ever listened to in my life.
The weekly infusion?
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's a picture. Describe what this is. Oh, clearly that's a genital wart that's mutilated. And you're like, in my car, like, oh, God.
And then
I'm stupidly opening the picture, like.
Did you see the kidney with the dilated
canal? That's the one.
Season?
That was it.
Yeah. Giant calculus in the middle of it. It was awesome.
They're not all like that.
Clearly that's a dog that was put in a blender and then sat out in the sun for 2 months.
There was some deep
covered
comedy.
In boogers.
There was some deep comedy in doing that podcast because Bruce and I, you know, we talk professionally and we try to keep it at a level that people can understand. And Susan at the end goes, God, you guys know a lot. I'm like, oh, thank you. 25 years of marriage.
Yeah, no, I've
practiced medicine 30 years, and I thought you just noticed that I actually am my. have a professional standing.
I feel the same exact way. Like that. It blows me away sometimes. I enjoy listening to people that know 10,000 times more than me.
It's a compliment, Drew.
I understand that, but it was so stunning to me. I was like, you didn't know that I practiced medicine for 30 years.
That's just anyway. Kissing your ass.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back with more of this life. Well, of course, you've heard me talk about Bergamot Mega Plus. It's derived from extracts of the bergamot citrus fruit. That's right. This is in the Calabria region of Italy. They use it there like crazy. They've used it for generations. It's something that's extremely rich in polyphenols. Now, I don't typically get behind supplements, but this is one I can sign off on. It is known to reduce the risk of heart disease. The Italian government has actually done some very good research on bergamot, as well as many studies to prove its effectiveness. Bergamot Mega Plus is a natural statin, right? That's an HMG-CoA reductase inhibitor. That's much like the medicines that people take, I myself take. Lowers triglycerides, raises HDL, lowers LDL. Some people take bergamot with the statin even. So it addresses also conditions faced by millions of people worldwide. That is the so-called metabolic syndrome, which is increased abdominal fat, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, high triglycerides, high blood pressure. And it helps with that. It helps with insulin resistance. Now, I do suggest that you, of course, talk to your doctor if there's any question at all. And there are alternatives pharmaceutically that many doctors may recommend. But Bergamot Mega Plus offers an all-natural option. Cardiologists and physicians all over the world have recommended it. Its effectiveness is the subject, as I said, of many good quality scientific studies. So to learn more, visit bergamot.com. That's B-E-R-G-A-M-E-T. That is bergamot.com. Or click on the Bergamot banner on our website. I suggest you do so.
And now we're back. Mike, you're with two therapists here. We're going to comfort you in your anxiety. I can see it in your eyes. You're worried what the future holds. You're worried what's going to happen in America. I can see it. I can see it.
I'm shocked and depressed, and I'm partially
Nothing
depressed.
Has changed.
Yeah, but I'm depressed because of my own inadequacy as a perceptive human being. By not knowing this feeling really existed. And I know it's because I live here and I hang around with like comics and no one goes, oh, great, the black guy's. It's never happened. No one's like, oh, that guy's a Jew, that guy's a this. I never have ever seen that. And now I'm hearing people.
I believe
that's a minimal part of this.
I think this is more
about not feeling a part of. So we can get into psychopathology.
But listen, whenever we are exclusive and not inclusive in this country, it doesn't go well for us. We have to include everybody.
In our insistence of inclusiveness, we are starting to exclude anybody that doesn't go along with this inclusive agenda. And it's not Christian. It's not kind. Yeah. It's not thoughtful. It's not American. But I've noticed it for the last 5 years because I've gotten more conservative over the last 5 years. And most of my friends are very, very, very uber liberal like I used to be. And you're just attacked. Like, what the fuck's up with you? What the fuck? Yeah. This kind of animosity that comes to people that just have maybe a little gray area they want to discuss.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you're trying to get to Fantasy Island, like, you know, we all want to be in a utopian world. It's just how to get there is the only thing we disagree on. It's really the only thing we all disagree on. So how do we go from here to...
It doesn't seem like a large part of the country wants to get to this utopian
world.
No,
they do. Like, they just want to get there. They just want to do it on their own. They don't want you to tell them how to do it. They want to, like, leave me alone, get me a job. I'll take care of my family and my community. Let's do that. I really think that's what a lot of this is. And by the way, this is a great opportunity for everybody to study your history. Study history, because this country has absorbed things like this for hundreds of years. It is a genius system, and I have absolute faith in it, because I think what's going to happen now is states are going to be back to some states' rights.
I know it's been worse. I know when Lincoln was elected, people killed each other, and that's worse.
Even in more recent times, but I just want to talk about what's going on. I think when we write things down, we're more clear. When we're arguing in the heat of battle, which is what most stuff is. But I wrote on the Thursday night, I'm going to share what I've learned over the past few years, because I was for decades an angry atheist liberal, constantly upset, constantly attacking.
What are you
attacking
now? I'm angry moderate?
Yeah, I'm angry moderate. Constantly upset, attacking, arguing, calling people names. I still have that within me. I acknowledge it. I pay attention to it. I try to catch myself. It's a struggle some days. Other days, my higher self is in complete command. this part of me is much like my alcoholism, a word I find personally wanting, but it's the acceptable norm. Anyways, I concluded a few years ago that I did not want to live in a Silver Lake echo chamber. I moved to a predominantly conservative part of Southern California. My coworkers mostly voted for Trump. So did my neighbors. I am an atheist. They accept me in my non-belief. None have tried to preach at me like I thought they would. In fact, a new friend is a minister, and I told my partner, he's my favorite new guy. He's so kind and thoughtful and respectful and such an active listener. I say all this because I found none of this the last 10 years in East Hollywood. I found intolerance even in the AA there, an organization whose motto is love and tolerance. I share this because I see now on Facebook what I started to notice years ago in AA Tropical Cafe. Liberals and like-minded folks, as Barack calls them, are sometimes a mirror image of what they claim to despise. And I know what some of your comments are going to be: Supreme Court, racism, homophobic. I think most of you who attack think you own these issues. All of us share concerns of these issues. Yeah. To good Christian, loving, caring people, abortion is as important as gay rights. It's just this idea.
You're saying the same thing that British guy was saying.
Yeah,
really.
In a much calmer,
yes,
way.
Yeah, more rational way. But you're saying the same thing.
But I moved to be amongst them. Right?
Yeah. Wait, because you want to engage.
There's only Trump signs in my neighborhood, yeah. Mike. And
but
I think
it doesn't cause you an inner turmoil knowing that you have such a different belief system than somebody else?
They don't. That's the point. He just said the guy's kind and loving and inclusive.
I thought they would try to make me become born again. That's really the main thing I thought.
Yeah.
And,
well, the nicest
and none
people
of
I've
them
met,
even asked me to.
But the nicest people I've met are Scientologists. They're always sweet. I guess I'm having a problem reconciling how am I supposed to get along with somebody that has such different beliefs than I do.
Find out.
That seems so wrong.
That's the engagement. Find out. Find out if they actually believe differently than you. I bet they don't. I just think they're just worried about their jobs and they want to get there differently.
Mike Pence believes differently than,
yeah,
than
Mike
I do.
Yeah, Mike Pence is a concern. Mike Pence, I got you on that, man. Please, nobody hurt Donald Trump.
Like, don't you look at Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence and Newt Gingrich and go, that's just horrible right there?
Well, here's what I look at.
Newt Gingrich, I don't think, but the two other ones are whack jobs.
Well, look, Giuliani is I don't disagree with you on that, but I walk around New York City now, and I marvel at what he left behind.
That's gentrification. Walk around East Hollywood, same thing. That's all the poor people had to move into New Jersey and move to Pennsylvania. Yeah,
well,
it is.
There's some of that, but they left provision for housing for poor people. And there's poor people in our building. Lots of them. And they have to be, the buildings have to have certain.
Oh, I know. And they can't have separate entrances because that's what a friend of mine's building.
No. But the point is, everyone lives together and everyone, the boat rises together.
All right, I'm a conservative now, too.
No, a lot of people got driven out of Manhattan.
I'm sure of that. I'm sure that's true.
And with that large, my brothers and sisters, the drug addicts got driven out. So crime got driven out of the Lower East Side, the gentrification of the Lower East Side.
Yeah, Lower East Side, for sure.
For sure. So
what do we do to make these people feel at ease? And what I mean is, like the younger people that are out there frantic, sobbing.
Well, Ariva just made me feel better. Bob made me feel better
because
they both were very positive about engagement.
Yeah,
and I think somebody has to point out to them that you lose sometimes and it sucks.
I don't think it's about losing. I don't think it's a your guy won, our woman lost. I don't think it's that. I think it's this underlying horribleness that's just...
Maybe the underlying horribleness was there anyways. Listen, we live in a country that still has to talk about equal pay for equal...
For women.
For equal work.
Yeah.
That's been a Republican and Democrat-dominated issue for 40 years. Nothing has changed.
Well, no. Something's changed.
Well,
we still have a problem.
Still got changed. A big problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It's changed, but it's
my
problem.
Dad used to say something that I never understood what it meant. You can't legislate morality.
Oh, yeah.
You can't. That's a Republican stalwart. Right?
Yeah.
And what we've done is try to legislate people's...
Morality, yeah.
People. You can legislate their behavior, but you can't legislate their thinking and their internal world.
That's okay, but aren't you concerned that if your daughter has a boss and he goes over and grabs her ass or something and she goes to tell somebody and they're going to ignore it, that
there is no... I'm going to tell her congratulations.
No, you're going to tell her, but a lot of women feel like they just got slapped in the face. It's like, hey,
Bob,
my boss grabbed my ass. Shut up, you little bitch.
Wait, do you think that suddenly...
I voted for Trump.
Wait a minute. You think the workplace suddenly went upside down?
No,
if that happens, they're going to own the business.
No, I think when you point out
in California,
all this, anywhere.
All this stuff that was focused on Trump, and he pretty much just went, "They're a bunch of liars," and a lot of people went, "Okay, we're okay with that."
Yeah,
well, let me just.
That's how pissed
am
off.
Am I just going to play the angry moderate? You can go on YouTube and watch what Hillary Clinton says about those accusers of her husband.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then fucking shut up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
She called them bimbos and liars. I've talked to
three of them, and I'm going to tell you what, they ain't that. They're bright professionals who were traumatized to their core.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Hillary, as they describe it, came after they were shattered by Bill, she came around and just drove it all the way home, looked at them and said, "I know what you did. Don't think we could, thank you for your service."
In a weird way,
some of them were scared
business.
More by her.
Politics is a nasty business, yeah. and the American public's heart and soul is invested in it, and that's what you're seeing is
that's what people will say, that well, Hillary has to be that way because she's a woman trying to carry the crucible, that's what people say, so she gets her own sort of pass too. It's crazy. Well, hey, look,
I just got a lot of political insiders, right? She never went to Wisconsin one time. They were so fucking confident that they would carry or hold Wisconsin. There you go. I just 25 trips to Florida. Florida would be a toss-up no matter who's running.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
25 trips to Florida,
but
none
it's not
to
even,
Wisconsin.
It's I don't care about who won and who lost. I care about
the hatred.
Yeah.
The rhetoric.
How did we get?
It was already there. I've been feeling it from my liberal brothers and sisters for years.
You know what I can say?
If you don't get in lockstep with liberalism living in Los Angeles, you're going to be trampled.
And you're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your job. Your livelihood is. You're actually. They
of
are.
Of course. Of course. Well, Scott Baio is not getting any work.
How is that fair, Mike?
No, good point. 6 months ago, I would have been like, "Oh my God, it's Chachi. Pleasure to meet you." Now I'm like, do I have it in me to fight him?
Listen,
but see that what you want to be aggressive against.
I know.
Just wants
that's
a policy.
That's just because I'm dumb. That's not.
No,
but
it's
we
not
all.
Dumb. It's a crazy
but we all were dumb. We all were dumb. I'll tell you what. I didn't jump on the Bernie bandwagon. There's nobody who probably talks my language more in the last 20 years as a politician than Bernie. I just was so arrogant that there's no way he can pass those laws that he wants
that's
to
institute.
That's
probably true, though. That's probably true.
But I just thought, it's going to be Hillary, and she'll squeak out a victory over whoever the nominee is. I didn't even think Trump would get the nomination.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And then, like about a week ago, I kept wanting to be reassured by this friend of mine that knows everything. Tell me he can't win. He goes, he can win.
Rob Schneider sat right here. And
he did. He sat
right
there.
There
and he goes,
and he went, I'm telling you something, guy. We were all like, what? He goes, Mark, he texted me the next day. He goes, I told you.
But it's just, you got to dust yourself off, like Hillary said. I mean,
you have to have faith. It's a time for faith and hope when you feel like this. And
you know what I can say about this whole conversation? Hmm. Thank God we're white.
Jesus.
I don't think they're going to change in this state.
It's not going to change for us.
No.
It never changed.
Three white dudes.
This idea that we were living in utopia for 8 years, all we've seen is young black men shot and killed by police every week.
I know. I guess I got to face all that.
Like, how much worse can it get?
If there's any ability to bring this thing together, I have faith that it's possible. Let's put it that way.
I've recently been coming around to how black people feel, like the last 4 or 5 years. And I talked to the woman who cuts my hair, and the conversation started really uncomfortable when I was like, "So you're black?" and I go, "You're the only black person here." And then it escalated into me asking her how she feels about this and that. And it was hilarious. I know I'm not translating it that way because I'm depressed. But she said the worst part about it is her daughter, when she goes out and when she's not in a primarily black part of town, the police talk to her because they think she's a prostitute.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that prevalent? Like, that's horrendous.
It's prevalent and it's horrible.
Like, that is really bad.
Susan,
news.
You ever been questioned for being a prostitute?
Yes.
See? It happens all the time.
The correct answer would be, well, when I was.
No, but listen, it happens to a lot of people, but it happens more.
I guess
to
I'm just living in my own little world.
And this has woken you up, and it's woken me up. It's woken up the whole nation.
I know, but it makes it really hard for me to go into Whole Foods and complain about how slow the cashier is.
That's the thing, is the whining and sniveling.
I have a African-American woman who I've known since high school that I take care of. And her son was a dear friend of mine. And she had me watch a video of a guy, this brilliant black attorney. And he said he was in Germany. And he was talking about the death penalty. And the Germans went, oh, well, no, we could never have death penalty in this country. And he goes, why not? And he said, well, what if we should convict someone of Jewish descent and then kill them? That's not something we can do. And then he was making the point that our slave history, our history with slavery in this country, and our excessive incarceration of black men needs to be looked at shamefully. That's the same phenomenon, and that the Germans got it, and we didn't. And I was deeply affected by it, and I was glad she.
God damn, we are much more unevolved than I thought. I don't know where I got this impression.
Well, we're trying, Mike. We're trying. You know what I mean? That's the part I want to have faith in. That we're trying, and we have a system that's brilliant.
What are the most important issues facing America? I think race is right at the top.
I think economy has got to, if you don't have
the drone regulation.
No, but listen, if you don't have the economy in place, you can't do all these other great things. So people are now saying, in the meantime, let's focus on the economy. I think that's what this is about.
What
really
is focus? I know this is opening up a can of worms. What is focusing on the
He's
economy?
He's going to do a Keynesian style works project.
Oh, that explains it to me.
He's going to push through an infrastructure bill that Obama's been trying to put through
yes,
for 8
that's
years.
That's exactly right.
But how does that affect the common person?
It's
people
give
are going to make $26 an hour.
Jobs, crazy
Where's
jobs.
Where's that money going to come from?
From us.
Well, no, he claims.
From California and New York.
No, he claims it's going to be from whatever. But here's it. They're going to back off on regulation. So tax revenue is going to go up. And he's going to start collecting money from other countries that
you
we work
for,
he says.
You know one idea
I
did like?
He says,
do you this 10% thing, you heard about that?
What?
That no. He's saying there'll be some sort of amnesty if you have money hidden away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're
and
do
they'll
that.
Only tax you at a 10%
no,
rate.
No, it's not going to be 10%. But they're,
that's
but,
what
but,
he said.
Well, it's the corporations we're going to get the money back from. These are all things that need to be done. And it's things that Obama's been trying to do forever.
Do you think the chasm between somebody who's making $50 million a year and paying their employees nothing, that should be equal, or is that just part
no,
of the American
I think
way?
I think what's going to happen is that the ship's going to rise, and Bob, who's complaining like crazy before you got here, is going to feel better. Because things will benefit everybody eventually. I really believe that. I just believe that.
Wait, because of Trump or because of our
no,
opening
because,
our eyes?
Because I don't know what the hell. I just think we're going to focus on that for a while. It's because people are.
I'm a little more pessimistic because with the computerization and the mechanization of business, there's just not enough jobs to go around. There's
well,
just
that,
not
that
enough.
Is a
so
real
these
argument.
Infrastructure jobs yeah. are just made up jobs. They'll only last 5 years.
Right.
Then you're going to have a whole other wave of unemployment or more of this 5 years, 10 years.
Well,
from now.
Let's look at
the
Englewood.
Real solution and this is what's even more scary when you talk about the economy. I think it's much more complicated.
Of course,
the idea was that all the Rust Belt, you could get a high school diploma and make $20 an hour
yeah.
in its day and age.
And buy a house for 30
And that
grand.
Does yeah. not exist anymore.
Yeah. Right.
Now it doesn't even exist if you have a college degree.
Right.
So where are the fucking jobs? They're just going to make up a bunch of high-paying jobs.
Well,
engineers will have jobs supervising the computers. We'll probably have to import them from India
yeah,
or
but
Pakistan.
How many people have the brain power to become engineers? Not
well. They need. I think they do. I think they do. I think there's a lot more
well,
people
right.
that
there's
we're getting
millions
weeds,
and millions
gentlemen.
Of people right now.
No,
that
but
are
that's
uneducated.
The important let's, thing. You want to talk about jobs? What you can't pay
listen,
people $25 an hour.
As you
the,
and I always talk, Bob, if we don't deal with the addiction and mental health problem in this country, none of this.
Well, you just saw it.
Nothing is
going to
happen.
Full
period.
Effect. You yeah. just saw trauma in full effect.
Yeah.
People are angry and entitled, and they think their side is going to throw a brick through the
yeah.
window.
We need to, this yeah. is the time for unity. This is time for solutions. This is time for local focus on your local government, local phenomena, whether it's your family or your job. Or
this outrage doesn't scare me one bit. A bunch of white people, oh, we didn't like Hillary, didn't get a vote. I'm not scared of this one. But the other ones, I was definitely for.
After 9/11, I just became a Los Angelian.
Yeah.
All right, we got to wrap this thing up. Mike, I miss you. Where you been?
I miss you as well.
And we got to go do something.
Okay.
Hang out.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'm sorry.
Last time we went.
Crab cakes mood.
We drove up to Oxnard to see Ali Wong. That was our last time together.
Well, let's be honest.
To get the food up there?
We were going to dinner, and I said, I'll tell you right now, if we go to Oxnard, it'll make it appear like I'm doing my job, and that'll be good. And you went, there's no fucking way I'm driving to Oxnard. So we went over the hill, and we're having dinner, and he said, do you know Ali Wong? And I said, yeah, she's in Oxnard. And we were in the car in 3 minutes. We made it up to Oxnard in 45 minutes, right?
Yeah, we did. It was great.
Bam.
It was fun. It was really fun. And
Wait.
Tell them what they said. What she said about the triplets in the colleges.
Oh, yeah. She goes, that's a Chinese orgasm where your kids went to school. were you in the room with her?
No. I was saying to people.
Polly?
Well, no, the colleges they all went to. She goes, oh, that is a Chinese orgasm, right? She goes, I go, I guess so.
Polly at this point is a Chinese orgasm.
Yeah, I know. She's so funny. Hey, if you haven't seen Ali Wong's, what's it, Baby Cobra? Is that her special?
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny. And
and where'd she play at that theater?
No, we opened a new club out in Oxnard, and
it's beautiful. It's huge,
and it's got a comedy club.
Is the restaurant open next door yet?
Yeah, it's got a rock.
We gotta go. We
gotta
go.
Yeah, Mike's
it's a rock and roll club.
Mike's also hanging out with Judd Apatow and Arsenio Hall. And
yeah, what was that? All
Judd
about?
Was going to call him, but he had to spend. He thought it was supposed to be Monday.
So I was distraught, and I was talking.
I talked to Arsenio about it too. He knows both of them.
He certainly does.
Yeah,
but he calmed me down completely.
Arsenio,
and then literally 15 minutes later, I was driving Judd home,
and he worked.
And
out.
All by the time I dropped him off, I'm like, fuck this, back onto Facebook. And I know it doesn't do any good. It's
But Arsenio calmed me down. Arsenio calmed me down too. He said they were both bad. That's what his point was.
He totally he didn't calm Tara down because Tara's 50 times worse than me. And then after I talked to Arsenio, she showed up to do the other show, and I introduced her to him, and I said, tell her what you told me. And after that conversation, she's like, fuck that.
Arsenio.
She was like the whole, I'm not going to calm down. I'm not going to let it go.
What did Arsenio say?
You got to talk. You got to talk to people and hear them out. He goes, because I'm not going to fight with the people I love. He goes, Roseanne loves Trump. And he goes, and I love Roseanne. So do I just discount
Roseanne
her?
Loves Trump?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm just going to hear. He goes, people aren't stupid and they must have some reason for this and we got to hear them out. Huh. And then
X-ing
I kept going.
Cervanka too from X.
What?
Yeah. Oh, now he's not going to. Now he's going to ban
him.
Hold on. Anybody want my X album?
So let me just tell you something. So the way some friends of mine were putting it, it was going to happen. Maybe not this cycle, but next cycle.
And
not
by the
a,
way, we
not
do.
A midterm.
We do. We never
it
go.
It was going to happen. Wouldn't
you're right.
You
we do swing
happen?
Back and forth to everybody. We always go back and forth.
The brick through the wall was going to happen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Brick through the window that the Democrats who voted for Trump, that's it's just a brick through a window. It was going to happen either this cycle or next presidential cycle, and the question was, now we can learn from it and really start listening
learn
to one
what?
Another.
Yes, yes.
Learn what? That a lot of people
that
don't
you
care.
You can't shove your opinion down the entire nation's throat.
And don't sit in an echo chamber.
I agree with that.
Find out what people are thinking and try. Like that guy said, I played earlier. Try to persuade. Try to engage.
Just to label anybody who has
don't
wants
silence
to talk about
anybody
any of the gray and call them a racist or a homophobic or
when you
misogynist.
Silence people, this is what happens.
Okay, but what is that effect where you want to push your agenda on other people? Is that just human?
It's narcissism.
So when I see people driving around with their Christian bumper stickers and stuff, like what are they trying to? I'm wrong. They're right.
No. They're looking for community. They're trying to get people to get to find people like-minded and whatnot. People, listen. Whenever anybody demands that you take that, we should all be moderate. We should all be walking around going, "Tell me, help me, change my mind." Our minds grow when they change. We should be asking people to help us change our mind. Areva, I taught me a million things. I didn't understand all stuff.
Can I tell you what gets me choked up the most in movies is when the old racist, can be black or white, befriends the young other race.
Well, there you go.
I saw that
Let's
as a child. I saw that as a child.
You saw it happen.
I saw it happen.
And of course.
And we would sit in the kitchen. There was this big window that went out into our big backyard. Me and my sister just sit and watch my dad with this little black kid like riding him on the lawnmower and playing with. I could cry
cleaning
right
up,
now.
Cleaning up his baby
no
food
idea.
With his Klan hood.
You have no idea.
That's because racism is a straw dog. It is. It doesn't really race doesn't even barely even exist. The geneticists argue about what it even is, and think about all the intra, you know, Hispanic racism and intra Asian racism. You know, Ali Wong has a classic thing about that. She goes, "I'm Japanese," and no, she goes, "I'm Chinese and Vietnamese," and it's great because my husband is Cambodian and Japanese, and we spent all day shitting on Koreans. that's you know, that's what people do. They get in their weird camps and they try to make others. Kids do it when you send them to camp. They suddenly separate into little clans. Humans do this. We must be more evolved because we all have the capacity to be so. We got to wrap this up. That's it for this life.
Wow. All right,
thank you, guys. Nice to see you.
It is really good to see you. Let's maybe next weekend we'll do something.
Yeah.
Huh? And,
I'm around.
Anything else that you should be saying?
Bergamot.
Miss Producer. Yeah, Bergamot. Don't forget them. Go to bergamot.com.
We need Bergamot smoothies.
Bergamot Pro Plus. Thank you to Mike. Go to doctor.com. Get all the information. Get all the great podcasts I've been talking about all show today. Where can people find you, Mike?
MikeCarano.com.
You got any pods up right now?
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Videos?
Yeah.
Since the big fall, have you got
no,
one?
No, in fact, we had a lot of fallout from the other podcasts that I do. People were like, if I would have known it was going to come down to this, I wouldn't have given you guys money. And people,
what happened?
Like, probably a third of your listeners voted for Trump. It was the day after the election, and we were all not feeling it. And then Anderson came in all nonchalant with, you guys, you know what, let's all just calm down. A lot of good art's going to come out of this. And we kind of went, yay. And people are like, fuck that.
Why fuck that? Oh, that, no, calm down.
That's not, that's not a good reason to calm down. Like, oh, good stuff's going to come 20 years later.
That's fascism I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Should be able to say whatever you want, apparently, in a free society.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And we should engage, not separate. But anyway, you had some stuff out on Facebook. You any amusement parks or?
Yeah, I've been trying to go places all the time. And
what did I see? I saw something that was so funny.
Well, like
recently.
Yesterday, I bought a drone to try to fill this hole in me. I keep thinking buying stuff. Well, I bought an electric bike for $2,000 that I don't even want at all.
They're ridiculous, aren't they?
It's fun, but it scares the shit out of me.
The battery is really heavy.
Yeah, but the bike hauls ass, and I got one of the ones that has a throttle.
Oh Jesus!
And that didn't do it, so I bought a drone, which is in my car right now, and I wanted to fly the drone yesterday, so I drove out to the middle of nowhere and I found this open field with all these weird boxes in it. I don't want to burn it because it's on the podcast in real time. Tragedy. Like, I'm flying the drone around and I'm like, what the fuck are these boxes everywhere? Turns out they were full of bees. And then I ran back to my car after I got them all out of their boxes with the drone. And then I immediately turned onto the road. It was in Sun Valley and nailed a bird. And all I saw was the body roll over my car and the feathers just...
Oh, no.
It was kind of beautiful, but it was horrible. And I felt sick. And I haven't even looked at my car yet to see if it's...
Did you get your drone back?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
They all came out. I'm so dumb.
And with that, we are done.
All right. We'll see you next time.
I'm an expert at overthinking, irresponsible in all the most charming ways. I'm a genius when I've been drinking. Hey, why'd you come here? I'm pleased not to meet you. Surely you've seen my work, I'm kinda famous. Drink water, think slowly, say thank you, please take time to breathe. Let a broken heart bring me to my knees. Oversensitive, underrated. Please don't say anything. I need to suffer. Surely no good work came from someone happy. Sing what you're after, ask for what you need. Happy ever after, it's all a disaster to me. I can misdirect expectations, turn a compliment down with unsettling ease, focus anger in all directions. See how I do it, I work till I bleed, pretend I'm special by making it all seem easy. Take chances, say thank you, please take time to breathe.